And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Howard Moss, born in New York City, 1922, a man who served for almost 40 years as poetry editor of The New Yorker. Once he was asked his definition of a good poem, and Howard Moss said, "One I like." It's the birthday of the philosopher Francis Bacon, born London, 1561, who applied the inductive method of modern science in philosophy, supported the idea of full investigation, rejected any theories based on incomplete data. It's the birthday of the poet Lord Byron, George Gordon Noel, born in London, 1788. After college, he went off to travel in the Eastern Mediterranean. He kept a diary, which he turned into a book-length poem, Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, which made Byron one of the most popular poets of his time, and also his long poem, Don Juan, 1819. He lived a life of glorious excess, and when he died at the age of 36, his friends burned his unpublished memoirs before he'd even been buried. It's the birthday of Aaron Kyle, born in Peoria, 1978. Her first novel came out in 2007, The God of Animals. It was a big bestseller. The first chapter of the novel, The Foaling Season, was published in The Atlantic Monthly, won an award, got her a lot of attention, and 4 days after she finished writing the novel, it was sold to a publisher. Aaron Kyle, who said she's not a daily writer nor a very disciplined one, she said, "I tend to have two speeds when it comes to writing, all the time or not at all. Months pass in which I don't work at all. But when I'm writing, that's all I do. I hardly sleep, hardly eat, hardly have any contact with the outside world. I stop answering my phone. I don't respond to emails. I forget to pay my bills. This is neither terribly healthy nor terribly good for my social life, but I try to remind myself that Emily Dickinson lived in an attic, which makes me feel well-adjusted by comparison." Her most recent book is a collection of short stories called Boys and Girls Like You and Me, in which she wrote, "There were a lot of things she liked about Mark. His jawline smelled like crayons and freshly cut grass. His hands were always clean. At night, he curled his body around her in bed, one arm beneath her neck, the other looped across her waist. In that foggy place between sleep and waking, he could have been anyone. That was what she liked most about him. In the darkness, he became whomever she wanted." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Howard Moss on his birthday, entitled Circle. "Now are we saying goodbye? I think so, but can't be sure. The last phone call but one left everything up in the air. When you called last, did you mean what you said when you said you meant to say that this call would be the last if I didn't call? In fact, I'm not sure at all if you called or I called you back. And did you say goodbye? Or I say good night and you say, do you mean good night or goodbye? I think it was you. And what were you trying to do when you said we're through? How could that be, since you were the first to bring it up? I don't think it's what I said, though you keep saying I did. In any case, now that you know what I meant to say, why don't you say what you mean? I mean, if you mean to say that the last call was the last, I think that that would be best. If something is finished, it's just as well to get up and go. If you're interested still to know, I'd like a slate wiped clean, and if you would pick up the phone, I'd tell you what I mean." A poem by Howard Moss, Circle, from his new selected poems published by Athenaeum and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.